I want to talk to you for just a few moments this morning about the characteristics of Jesus Christ. We have been going through this series entitled "Going Deeper in the Word of God," and really just scratched the surface, if you will, about God and the things of God. We started last week on Jesus Christ and began to talk about Him and the things that about Jesus that are important to us today here in the 21st century. And there's so much. There really is. And I just be honest with you, standing up here before you this morning, I feel like I'm doing injustice to this word because there is so much to this. I told the deacons this morning in our prayer time, before Sunday school, I told them, I said, I don't know what I'm talking about. I just hope I can convey what God's Word says about this subject. I just pray that the Spirit of God touch your heart and your mind this morning about what this text truly says here today, okay? Before we begin, though, I want to ask you if you would just to bow your heads and close your eyes with me, and let's go to the Lord in prayer for just a moment. Now, Father, there is so much to know about Your Son, Jesus. God, there are so many things that, Lord, we need to have a grasp about. And Father, this morning I pray in just this time that we have together that as we do go deeper into the Word of God here today, God, You would give us clear insight into what this is all about. Father, for the incarnate Christ, why is that important to us today? Why is that important to every person sitting in this room here today that Lord God calls themselves believers and are believers, Lord? Make that ever so real to us today. I pray in the precious name of Jesus. That God, You give me the ability to convey that to Your people here today. I guess, God, what I'm praying for is that You use me to speak Your words. That, God, we may see lives change today. And Lord, we would see hearts encouraged through this time we have together. In the precious and the holy name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Just listen to these statistics here, if you would, for just a moment. If you were to go home today and if you were to Google this particular phrase, books dealing with Jesus as the Son of God, you would get about a result of 9,230 different books that deal with that one topic. 9,230 different book topics or titles that deal with the subject of Jesus Christ being the very Son of God today. Why is that important to us? Well, I tell you why it's important to us today. Because we are in a fight today. We are in a battle today. Now, we're not out in the parking lot throwing fists at one another. And we're not in a physical war, if you will. But spiritually, as Christians sitting in this place here today, we are in the fight of our life. We are in the fight of our life today because there is so many things that is encompassing us. The pluralistic society we live in is closing in on us. And my gracious alive, listen to this. It seems as if Jesus is not being thrown out. Hear this with me. Jesus is not being thrown out. Jesus is being redefined. Jesus is being redefined from what He truly is to what man wants Him to be. It's not a throwing out, if you will. Now, at first observance, we would think that. We would think that, yes, everybody's just throwing Jesus out and putting Him aside. But just listen to this. There are so many different religious thought processes in this nation. Let me just stop right here. Did you know today that this nation you and I live in is the most pluralistic nation in the entire world? We grab a hold of I'm just going to call it like it is, every lame brain idea that comes along, we grab a hold of it and try to fit it in with everything else, and it's not working today. It's just not working. And in all the mix of that is Jesus Christ. In the mix of all of that is Jesus Christ Himself. Listen to some of these religions and what they believe about Jesus and His relationship with God. Listen to these things. The Baha faith believes this, that Jesus was just a man, a manifestation of God and a prophet, since superseded by Mohammed. Wait a minute, we're not done yet. Buddhism believes that Jesus was a man, wise and enlightened man who taught similar things. Listen to this. Taught similar things as Buddha. Christian Science believes that Jesus was a man, a wise man, especially attuned to the divine Christ. And you know what? There are people today who are holding to this. And I'm listening to this. And there are people who are holding to this today that are some of the most prominent, well-observed and seen people in media today that hold to these philosophies and these doctrines. And listen, they are out there each and every day spewing out this ridiculous theory of Jesus Christ being nothing more than just a man. God help us. And we sit back and wonder why in the world we are in the situation we're in today. But listen, not done yet. Listen to this. Hinduism, it just varies, that the views vary on whether Jesus was a man or a god. We just ride the fence on that. Listen to this. Now, what they believe about Him is He is an incarnation of God, akin to Krishna or a wise man. Islam believes that He was a man, a true prophet sent by God, but He is superseded by Mohammed. And they are people today, listen to me, they are people today who are following after this ridiculous thought processes. They are following after this, and listen, they are going by the droves after this. It's just like I told you here last Sunday evening. Listen to me. We can have a Bible study in the Church of the Living God. We can have a Bible study on that, on Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. We can have that here, and a few people will show up. But I'm here to tell you this morning, whenever you set out and say, hey, we're going to talk about Islam, we're going to talk about Hinduism, and have the comparison of that, you will pack the house. We are more interested in the things that are not of God than we are in the things of God. I feel like preaching this morning. I'm going to throw these dad blame suspenders off too. I've lost about 30 pounds now. Whew. Them dad blame eggs though, I'm telling you. They're going to do me in. Listen to this. On June the 15th, 2000, Peter Jennings went on Larry King Live to describe a new project that he was about to be, that was about to be released on television a few days after that. The name of the project was The Search for Jesus Christ. Many of you probably saw that program. Larry King asked Jennings this question. As a good journalist, which you are, how much was findable, talking about who Jesus really was? This is Jennings' response, and I quote, well, there's not an awful lot that's findable. And we recognize very quickly that historians look at the available facts and in some cases figures and come to an entirely different conclusion. But I think what was findable was an appreciation for the person. Hold on. I want to make it very clear at the beginning, as we make very clearly clear in the program, we knew right away what our limitations were. We could not, for example, answer whether or not Jesus was the Son of God, because that is a matter of faith. Very difficult for journalists to go off and deal with that, though we try in other contexts to deal with faith. Did you hear what I just read? I read it again. We could not, for example, answer whether or not Jesus was the Son of God, because that is a matter of faith. Well, in one hand, he's right. In the other hand, he's dead wrong. Do you see this morning now how Jesus Christ, listen, to stand before this country, I believe this right now, to stand before this country in this moment today and say, we are throwing Jesus Christ out. In those exact words, we are throwing Jesus Christ out. We are tossing him out on his ear. We do not believe, we don't need him no more. We have advanced intellectually to the point now that we can do all and handle all things right by ourselves. I'm here to tell you, I believe this morning they've been uprising. There would be. There would be an uprising. You know what is happening, though? Nobody's come on CNN, MSNBC, or any of those programs and said what I just said. But I'm here to tell you what is happening today. We are redefining who Jesus Christ was and is. That's happening. That is happening. Don't attack, not a frontal attack. I'm here to tell you they're coming from behind and they're redefining Jesus Christ. Now I want you to really listen to what I'm saying here this morning, okay? Because today we are going deeper in the Word of God. And we're going to talk about some things today that is very important. And there's no way I'm going to finish this today. Not going to do it. Somebody got up here and talked too much during his prayer time. But boy, it was good stuff, though. I want to talk to you this morning about a couple of things about Jesus Christ. I want you to write these down and follow me as we talk about them, okay? The first thing we're going to talk about is the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, or the pre-incarnate Christ. What in the world does that mean, preacher boy? I'm glad you asked. Why is that important to us here today in the 21st century? You know why it's important? It sets Jesus Christ outside and above every other religious God that there is on the face of this planet. If that's the only thing that you hear, listen. Him being pre-incarnate. Listen, the pre-incarnate Christ, what does that mean? Well, follow me here, okay? Let's break it down just a little bit further here. And let's talk about Christ is pre-existent. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean when we say that Jesus Christ is pre-existent? Here's the definition. This means that Christ existed before he was even born. Follow me? Christ existed before he was ever even born. This would also mean that Christ existed before creation and before time as we know it ever began. Christ has always been. There's no distinguishing otherwise. All of this other stuff that I read to you just a few moments ago, their deity, their God, had a starting point. Our God has always been. Our Jesus has always been. It sets him head and shoulders above every other thing that is on and in this planet today when it comes to those beliefs. Now, why is this so important today? Why is it important today to know that Jesus Christ, why is that? Well, he's always been. We got that, okay? Now we're going to talk about what is the importance of this pre-existence? Well, if, let's just say if, It's not true. Follow me. At the birth, if Christ came into existence at the time he was born, then that totally does away with the Trinity. You follow me? If Jesus Christ come into being when he was born, at that very moment, that erases the Trinity. You and I have talked about this before. The Trinity today, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, those things today are cornerstones of the Christian faith. To undermine such things and to really question and ask the question, well, you know what? Jesus became Jesus when he was born. No, he's always been Jesus. He's always existed. He didn't come into being just when he was born, okay? Secondly is this. If it's not true that he did not exist prior to his birth, then he's not God. Listen, to me, I want a God, I want a Savior that's a little more powerful than any human being sitting in this room or walking on the face of this earth. I want one that's a little bit more powerful than that. I want one that's a little bit more powerful than that. I want one that is God today. I want a Savior today that is God. If Christ was not pre-existent, then he could not be God, because among other attributes of God, God is eternal today. Jesus and God are one in the same. It is not like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said years ago, that reason that he left Christianity and went into Islam because he could not believe in a three-headed God, talking about the Trinity. He's right. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they're the same God this morning. That sets Jesus apart from any other philosophy, any other theological thought that comes along that is against the Word. It sets him above all of that. Finally, is this, that if Christ was not pre-existent, finally, is this, he was a liar then. He lied. Now, I've heard a lot of people say this about the crucifixion. Truth in the crucifixion is this, in the resurrection rather. The crucifixion and resurrection, I've heard this statement before, maybe you have. Many of a historian has said this, that Jesus was either one or two things. He was either mentally insane or he was the Son of God. I tend to hold to the latter. That he is the Son of God. He was. Jesus did not lie. Because, see, Jesus himself said he had always been. And he always will be. All right? Now, follow me with this. The next thing I want us to see is the evidence here. The evidence of his preexistence. Take your Bibles with me this morning now. And turn to the Gospel of John with me. Turn to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. The Gospel of John, the third chapter. All right? The evidence of his preexistence. Why is this important today? Why are you talking about this, preacher? Well, just hang in there with me, okay? His heavenly origin. Look at John chapter 3 and verse 13. If you're there, say amen. Okay? The Bible tells us this. And no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. That's me, Jesus is saying. That's me. His heavenly origin. Where is he from? He is from heaven today. That is where the Bible says what Jesus right there says of himself. But now look with me for just a moment down to verse 31, okay, of that same chapter. I love this. May want to make note of this one. The Bible tells us, John speaking here, he says, "He who comes from above is above all." He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. Amen. He's above it all today. How dare the human race set back and now begin to bring down or make Jesus insignificant or try to erode away the power of him. I don't care how hard man tries to erode Jesus Christ. They're never going to do it. They're never going to accomplish that. Why? Because he is God today. That's why. He has always existed and he will always exist today. All right. Now, I want to give you this one and then we're going to end. Okay? His work as creator. Take your Bibles now and flip back just a couple of pages there to John chapter 1 with me. His work as creator. John chapter 1 and verse 3. Now, and I want to encourage you. Let me stop right here and say this. I want to encourage you to be here tonight for CLU class. All right? Remember I give you the Greek alphabet last week in CLU. We're going to use that tonight, okay? Now, I'm going to give you the rest. I know I didn't give you all the Greek alphabet last week because I didn't copy one of the pages. But be here tonight, and we're going to translate some Greek, okay? So I want you to be here for that, all right? His work as creator. In John chapter 1 and verse 3, notice what the Word of God said. "And all things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being." If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, according to that right there, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, you and I would not be here right now. Wouldn't be here. It is the power of God through Jesus Christ, him being God. The Bible says clearly, all things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Take your Bibles now and turn with me for just a moment over to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. Colossians 1, 16. Colossians 1 and 16. Jesus' work as creator. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 3 that all things have come into being by him. Now here in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. When you get there, say amen. Okay? I want everybody to see this. This is very important here this morning. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him." There is nothing that has happened or is going to happen that Jesus Christ has not been right in the middle of it. Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us this, Jesus Christ has been in existence from the very time of creation itself to you and I sitting here in this room this morning. Jesus has done it all. Jesus has done it all today. He has done it all for you and for me. I'll close with that. Look with me now at verse Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. The Word of God tells us this. In these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom, listen to this, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. He made it all. He made it all. Two things I want to leave you with right here this morning. I want you to be back tonight, okay? I want you to be here for CLUs. We're going to go talk about some things that are that were not in the sermon. Some things I'm going to go over with you in CLU. I want you to be here and part of that. But listen to me. Based on the things that you have seen right here this morning, and in studying this for this week, getting ready for this right here this morning, you know what just boggles my mind? If Jesus Christ created all of these things, everything we see, earth, heaven, everything, if He created the heavens, whenever you and I look at the stars at night and see millions of light years away from us, Jesus created all of that. You know what boggles this old boy's mind? And it don't take much to do that, by the way. You know what boggles my mind is this one fact, that He even knows who I am. He existed before everything you and I see. He created everything that you and I'll see when we walk outside these doors here in just a few moments and we look up in the sky and we see the beautiful sun, the blue sky shining above. Jesus Christ created every bit of that. He did it. That sets Him head and shoulders above any other. Listen to me today. He is all God today. And yes, He was all man today. Listen to this, though, this morning. If He knows our very names today, if He created us, He knows us, and He knows where you're at right now. And I'm not talking about the physical place you're in right now. I'm talking about your spiritual state, where you're at right now. I'm talking about your emotional state you're in right now. Jesus knows where you're at today. If He created you, He knows you. It's just like this morning. As mothers and fathers, we know our children. So does He today. Father God, thank You so much for this Word. Thank You for the power that is found within that Word. Now, God, I pray this morning that, Lord Jesus, in this very moment, that there may be someone that is sitting in this room right here today, that, Father, they needed to hear. That, Lord, You know them, because today they need Your touch in their life. Today, God, they need to know. They need to know above all things that, God, today You're in control. That, God, You have them no matter what they're walking through, no matter what they're going through. That the pre-existent Christ, Jesus, today loved us enough that He died for us. Jesus was not insane. Oh, He had every bit of His mind working. The day that He hung on that cross and looked around, yes, at the people at the foot of that cross, but God, I believe that He looked through the halls of time and saw me as He uttered the words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Oh, God, thank You that He said that. Thank You that He died for me. Now, friend, wherever you're at in this room right here this morning, listen to me. Jesus Christ loves you. He loved you enough that He died for you. And I know you've heard that time and time again, probably. But listen, whatever you're facing in this life here today, I want to encourage you today to quit trying everything else. And today, come to Jesus. Today, come to Jesus, the one that can change your life forever. The one that can set you free from the burden you're in right now. The one that can give you the strength, the power to overcome whatever it is you're facing right here today. It's not me or any other minister in this room. It's Jesus today. So I invite you to come to Jesus. Father God, I pray now in this time of invitation that, Lord, we see fruit not for our glory, but for yours today. May someone today, through your Spirit, have the strength and the boldness to step out and today make that commitment. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Alan, lead us.
Let's stand as we sing.